Hi everyone, welcome back once again to Daulat Hussain Podcast. In this podcast, I'm going to talk about the power of imagination. I don't know why people don't understand that this word imagination has so much power that if you really try to implement in the right way in your life, you can able to change your life completely. Yes, you heard me right. It will change your life completely. Whenever I talk to people, they always tell me that Daulat, I'm just trying to give my best to getting the desired physique. I'm just working day and night to do well in my work, in my organization. But still, there are certain times comes that I get demotivated. I don't feel like I have the same energy the way I've started. Why this happened? I'm really focused that this is the thing which I want to do actually, in reality. This is the thing which I want to pursue in my life. And this is what I love to do. But sometime in certain moment, due to some financial problem like relationships, societals, these things I get sometimes involved and I get demotivated. I don't get motivated to do the things and just pursue in that. How to deal with that? And this is what I want to recommend all of you, that whenever you go to this kind of feeling and whenever you want to achieve anything in your life, no matter what dream you have, whether you want to see yourself in a six-pack with 3D shoulder, big leg, like a bodybuilder, or if you want to see to get wealthier in the future, earn a lot of money, having a good family, providing everything, contributing to society, no matter what goals you have, this is the very first thing you have to do. First, you try to create that imaginary personality you want to become in the future. First, you have to see yourself that how you're going to look once you will achieve that. In my case, I want to have a six-pack. I want to be the best bodybuilder. I want to look good. I want to have money. So I have to imagine myself in my head. I have to think and create the image which I'm going to be. Because this is the first thing which comes into the pictures. Like whenever you want to take any decision for pursuing or for accomplishing, the first processing happens in your head. In your head, you see the visual picture that this is how you're going to look. And on the basis of that, you're going to find the facts, whether it's you actually going to do it. You try to relate those things with the reality. So for making you understand even in more better way, what I want to do, I want to give you one simple example. So to make you understand even in more better way, let me give you an example. Suppose I want to have six pack and I want to be the best bodybuilder, like best of the ever. Like, so what the first thing will happen in me? First, I will create that imaginary physique which I want to achieve in my head. Then the second thing, what I will do, I will try to connect with the reality that what situation I am in, what kind of lifestyle I'm living, what kind of financial condition I have, what kind of environment I'm in. And then I'm going to formulate my program, my process according to that. If I look at myself that I'm fat, my height is 6 feet and my weight is like 120, I'm very fat. So what would be my first focus that for getting that physique? The first focus should be on my diet, that I have to get lean. I have to lose fat. I have to find it out what should be the actual weight of me being in that height, in that stage. And what kind of lifestyle I'm living, what kind of food I'm eating. So these are the things which I have to focus more. And once I just analyze these all things, then I would be able to know that these are the things which I have to improve to get in that process. So once you start doing it, you will find that you are heading towards the goal which you want to accomplish. This is the simple funda. That's why I tell you, imagination is the most powerful thing which you can give. Imagine and then execute. After imagination, executions plays the role, because imagination will give you a clear-cut idea that these are the way which help you to get to achieve your dream. So imagine in a right way. Always try to have positive imagination. Never ever let anybody interrupt you or stop you in your imagination, because if you start your imagination process in a negative way, it will not help you. It's going to damage you, and it will always create obligation, objection, and stop bar in the process of getting the thing which you want to accomplish. So focus on the right imagination, imagine in the right way, and believe in yourself. Because once you believe, there is no such thing in the universe will stop you. Because belief has the power which helps you to create the imaginary feeling, imaginary personality which you want to become. It will help you to just analyze the situation in a more better way, and through that you're able to find the right way to achieving the goal which you want to achieve. So imagine in a right way, and that will help you to grow and achieve your desire physique or which you want to accomplish. So do this and it will help you in the long run. So that's it for this podcast. I hope you'd like it and you have understood the power of imagination. So if you really have anything to know, write down in the comment section and do let me know. I would love to help you out. Have a great day. Bye-bye.